Hello and welcome to Chasing the Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Lynn Holver, a digital nomad, world traveler, dreamer, and lover of life. Currently, I'm a social media marketer, a freelancer, and I'm totally obsessed with inspiring other women to dream bigger and live bolder. Each week, I'll be featuring women who have successfully created location-independent lifestyles that give them the freedom to live life on their own terms, and how you can do the same. My goal is to show you that your dreams are possible and how much opportunity you have to not only create an income online, but also to make a real difference. So, if you're ready to start living a life that excites you by learning from others who have already done it, then you're in the right place. Are you ready? Let's go. What up, guys, and welcome back to another week. So before I start this episode, I wanted to talk about something happening that I'm a part of and really excited to share with you. So basically, everyone who's listening to this knows that all I've ever wanted to do really is be able to work and travel the world. But I remember when I first started working to make that happen, I remember feeling so lost and confused on where to begin. We all know that there's a lot of information out there and it can be really easy to feel overwhelmed and not knowing which step to take first. So I ended up randomly finding this girl on Facebook who runs her whole business on helping girls land remote jobs. And I basically messaged her asking if she could help me live the location independent lifestyle as soon as possible. So after I started working with her, within 30 days, I had 3 remote job offers, 1 freelance position. And yeah, that's basically when I booked my one-way ticket to Thailand and have never looked back since. I've been working remotely for over 1.5 years now. So it's totally changed my life. So you can imagine my excitement when she reached out to me and let me know that she has put together a totally free masterclass called How to Actually Find and Land a Remote Job from Anywhere in the World. So it's a free 1-hour class. Like I said, it's super quick, super jam-packed. And during this time, you'll learn the 4-step proven process to go remote that she usually keeps secret for her private clients and members. So that's an amazing deal. People pay a good amount of money to work with her and to learn all the information that she knows. So you're getting 1 hour completely free. And also she'll dish out details on finding and landing a remote job from any country in the world. I know that's a big deal because I have listeners from all over. So this applies to people, from anywhere. And you'll learn how to find legit remote jobs, how to stand out, how to ace your interview, networking, and more. And I would not recommend something unless I have personally used it and know that it works. And honestly, like, I completely trust everything that she does because it's worked for me not only once, but twice. Not only did I work with her when I first started out, but I also bought her course, which is basically the No BS Road to Remote Work. And so I worked with her one-on-one, and then I also bought her course, and her course is what helped me land a full-time remote job. So I know her process works. I've done it. I've seen tons of other people do it. And I know that it can really help so many people. And again, I would never put my name behind anything that I didn't 100% believe in and stand for. So if you guys just want to go out and check out this 1-hour free class, again, there's no pressure. Just go and learn and see if it's something that is beneficial for you. I'm going to put the link in the show notes of this show. And if you guys want to check it out, just go and click below. And with that being said, let's get into the show. So this week, my guest is named Annalena, and she is a 28-year-old remote freelancer and brand and digital marketing expert. She's actually been freelancing for over 1.5 years now. And she's also the founder of Words of Motion, which is a company that helps adventurers, creatives, and visionaries create and share authentic stories. So listen in as we talk all about how she heard about the digital nomad lifestyle, how she made it a reality for herself, and some of the key mindset shifts that have helped shape her journey. She gives a lot of really good insight on mindset pieces and things that she's learned. So I really enjoy that part, and I hope you guys do too. Linked below, I've also included some of the things that she's talked about in the episode. When she first started out, she was a virtual assistant. So we have the VA Starter Kit that she used, which is an online course. If you guys are interested in pursuing that, there's also a link to learn how to do WordPress, and her free Facebook group and contact info is listed below. So I hope you guys enjoy this week, and let's get into the show.
So thank you so much for coming on the show and for coming on and talking today.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really, really excited. This is actually my first time being live on a podcast. So I'm super pumped, super excited. Can't wait to share my story, to answer questions, and yeah, give you also some tips and tricks. So yeah, you can start your own journey if you want to.
Yeah, perfect. I love that. So do you want to go ahead and dive into your story and tell everyone all about you, your journey up to this point, and just kind of give us a background about everything?
Okay, so yeah, I'm originally from Germany, so I'm German. I'm 28 years old, and I pretty much grew up as a country girl. I'm from the Black Forest Highlands, that's in the very south of Germany, near the border to Switzerland and France. And yeah, what I'm doing right now is I'm a brand content creator and strategist in the outdoor sports and adventure industry. And I'm currently based here in Germany in my hometown where I grew up. This is the main base, my main home base right now. And I just keep coming back all the time, but ideally I'm looking for different home bases around the world. That's why I'm using traveling as well, or I travel a lot that way. This is much it, what I'm at right now and what I do. Maybe how everything came so far. So this was actually quite a journey. It started in high school. I went to a boarding school, not as a boarding student, but I was living in the same town than where the school was. So I was just a day visitor. I don't know whether that's a term, but yeah. And there were a lot of like international students, and they lived in that school like as boarding students. And so I came in contact with them at a very young age. So I got to know like, Chinese people, students from South America, etc. And I really liked that. I was really interested in their culture, their language. I loved learning other languages. So it kind of started from there. But then I found myself running through life, kind of. I hunted one college degree after another. Now looking back to that time, I feel like I was just like, you know, desperate for approval and meeting the social, the expectations of you know, life and our society. But I didn't realize that. So when I was in that situation, I was just like, I was doing the things everyone was doing. And I was actually going for a high manager position. Like I have a Bachelor of Arts, and I also graduated in the UK from the University of Edinburgh. But during my master's program, I questioned myself, like, what am I actually doing here? Like, wait a second. That was the first time I actually really paused my life for a second. not for a second, even longer than that, because I kind of had a crisis by that time, paused my life and asked myself, yeah, so is this how you want to live your life? Is this what would you imagine your life could be? Are you ready to work, actually? And this is a drastical kind of thought, but are you ready, and would you like to work for someone's, like, for a dream that is not your dream, like it's a dream of another person or a company? And so that was just right before my exams, actually. I mean, I passed, obviously, but after that, I also lost a life goal. Like, I was working for this graduation, like, my whole life, and suddenly it fall apart, and I had nothing to work towards anymore. This is when questions came up, like, okay, what shall I do now? Like, what do I want to do? Yeah, what is life, actually? What is the purpose of life? Blah, blah, blah. You know, all this kind of stuff that comes into your mind when you have a lot of time, a lot of free time also, mm-hmm. to question all these things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then... so the crucial point was when my boyfriend, and he is still my boyfriend today, he asked me, so, Annalena, what do you expect from life? Like, what do you want to do? Like, what would a perfect day look like in your life? And that was a turning point, because I wrote all that down. And then I started to Google, because I just had, you know, some words, like some phrases, like, okay, I want to be flexible. I don't want to go to work at 9 and come back at I don't know, 6 p.m. in the evening, blah, 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 blah. All these phrases and snippets. And then I just put them together and typed it in Google. Like, for example, location independent working. Remote, and all these phrases, and suddenly there was this word, digital nomad, and I was like, holy crap, this is actually, like, this is what I'm looking for. That is actually a term. It is something real. And then I, from there, I just started to research. I got my first job, but that was not remote. It was at a company, and I didn't like it. I quit after 1.5 months. 1.5 months.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yes, that was very short. But, like, every cell of my body just shouted at me and was like, no, absolutely not. Like, this is not what you want to do. So change it. And change it, like, now, because now is the time. And I had friends, or I still have friends, who have their own company, and I just pitched my idea of becoming a remote freelancer to a friend of mine, and he was like, yeah, great idea. What do you want to be? And I was like, yeah, probably I will start as a virtual assistant, like kind of a, you know, someone who does a lot of administrative stuff online. Like a kind of, you can compare it with a secretary, I would say. Mm-hmm. So I started with that, and he was like, yeah, cool, that sounds amazing, I need one. And I was like, oh wow, okay, first job, I'm done. Wow. And so, yeah, and then when he gave me the okay, so I will hire you, I quit that other job. So I just went with one client. I just started with that, and I was like, yeah, we'll figure out that rest later. it, well, now kind of looking back, it was kind of naive, I would say, because maybe not just having one client is maybe not enough. It depends on how much money you have aside, but well, I probably that part I would do different. Yeah. So that how it started actually. Yeah, and then a couple of other things happened. I mean, I started as a very general VA. That was 2 years ago. So I'll do this, or I'm on this journey since like 2017.
Okay.
In March, I founded my company. And I started as a VA, very general. I kind of took on board every client that needed help. But last year, I kind of discovered my passion, or I realized what I really want to do, in which niche I really want to work. So I niched down, and now I'm working in the sports and outdoor industry. Yeah, it wasn't very obvious for me at the beginning, but actually it was, because it was always in me because I grew up like that. I mean, my playground was outside. I went skiing, I went horse riding, mountain biking, you know, all these kind of outdoor stuff. So I have the knowledge, so why not using it? Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, I bubbled a lot.
Oh, that was so cool. I think, gosh, that was amazing hearing your story. I really like the part where you sat down after you graduated from college. I'm assuming it was like pretty recently after you graduated, and that's when you were doing all of your Googling for remote work.
Yeah,
that was like my favorite part, because I feel like it just shows the power of like putting your mind to something and finding your own answers. And then once you start putting things out there, it's amazing to see what, like how that, I don't know how to word it, but how it comes to you so quickly. I mean, really, like once
you
put your mind on something.
It seemed quickly, but it wasn't. It was like an ongoing process of, I don't know. So it really started when I was at uni, but then I took on another, like a real corporate job. And just when I did this, I then kind of, so yeah, it was just a journey. Like I did maybe half a year other stuff before realizing, okay, I actually want to do the digital nomad thing.
Yeah.
But also maybe because, at that time, my boyfriend helped me a lot to go through that kind of crisis, I would say, asking me the right questions. Mm-hmm. And being in such a position, it's so crucial to have these people around you that, yeah, ask you these questions. Because otherwise, I don't know what I would have done. Maybe I would still be working for a corporate company or being absolutely unhappy and miserable. I don't know. But I'm very happy that life happened like that.
I'm curious to hear, what do you think changed for you when your boyfriend started asking you those questions? What was the mindset shift, or what was the realization that you had once you started asking yourself that?
So before that, I didn't even ask myself these questions. This was just kind of a no-go, I would say. I mean, you know, in Germany, it's kind of normal that you graduate, you know, you go to high school, you graduate, you get a good job. And then probably you start with, like, I don't know, around 30, having kids and getting a house, I don't know, and so on. I mean, I was like, okay, I know how my life will be, even though it hasn't really started. But I could imagine what it could be. And but I didn't like the idea, kind of. And so when he asked me these questions, suddenly everything kind of, you know, like when you're staying in a house and suddenly the house collapses over your head, it kind of felt like that. Mm-hmm. And so my mindset changed in that sense. And I have one quote. I can't remember who said it, but I always remember that quote that says, you are the creator of your own life, and don't wait that life happens to you. Take action and take care that life happens for you. So this was this aha kind of moment. I was like, okay, when I'm not doing something about my miserable life, who else will do it? So I think that was it. I would say, yeah,
that's so powerful.
That was the mindset. So everything I go for, everything I decide, it was a very conscious decision, like not very logic. Very often I do a lot of emotional stuff, but I would say I also do decisions that feels right at the moment or in the moment. And if it feels right now, it's okay for me now, but it can change in the future as well.
That's so good.
Yeah,
that's so good. I think a lot of times it's hard to make a decision sometimes. I think for me, I get into that mindset where I'm scared to make a decision because I'm also potentialite, because I'm scared that, you know, what if I don't want that in the future. But you're right, and that's something that I've learned too, is it doesn't matter, you know, it can change in the future. Like, it's allowed to change in the future.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, but it's like, totally. If it feels right now and it feels aligned and good, then it's okay, just go ahead and do it. But it doesn't
Go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, regretting something is probably the worst you can experience. Somebody told me or said to me, because I was afraid of making decisions as well, and he just made a joke and was like, well, you know, that most of our decisions are wrong anyways. So, the next time you make another decision, and it could be a good one or a bad one, but it brings you to where you are now, or it brought you where you are now. And you can like it or you dislike it, but you have the chance and the ability to change it again. So you can always kind of navigate your way around. So that gives me the freedom, actually, and to be more calmer and also less harsh on myself. Telling myself, okay, if I dislike something, I just change it.
Yeah, it's a huge pressure weight lifted, because you don't have to get it right the first time, or you don't have to get it right always, and it'll still be okay.
yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Yes.
Oh, that was so good. Okay, so kind of going through your journey a little bit, and so you started looking at remote work and the finding about the digital nomad term, but you said it was kind of a process. So what was kind of that process like for you? You said eventually you pitched yourself as a freelancer. What made you decide to choose that? Or how did you even know that that was a thing? Or what was kind of like the process like for that?
Yeah, I actually didn't know. So when I start Googling the term digital nomadism and whatnot, there were like different blogs and podcasts and websites and like a lot of stuff. But then I came across the Digital Nomad Girls group. That's a very international one, very big. Mm-hmm. And so I read an interview, in a form of a blog post. In that interview, the founder interviewed a girl or a woman called Hannah Dixon. And she is a VA and she trains VAs. So she is a mentor in that sense for women who want to become a VA. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, VA, fine. What the heck is that? I mean, I'm German. What is this? Like, this is an English term. So, and I wasn't sure whether such a thing even exists in Germany. So yeah, I looked it up and just because I was curious and I wanted to see what's the easiest and fastest way to earn money online. And it was obvious for me, it would be probably VA. Just because as a VA, for me, it was basic stuff. Like everyone can be a VA. I mean, you can, it's like as being an assistant for someone. Like people need assistance all the time, like even for calling a doctor or making an appointment, I don't know, for your kids somewhere, or book a flight, like this. So I started doing this very, very general. After doing this a while, I think it was a year for different clients, I was like, wait a second. I mean, I have a master's in marketing. Why am I not using my knowledge? Like, I have all the theoretical knowledge kind of, but not really the practical one. Although I did a lot of internships, before, and I had a corporate job that lasted, well, 1.5 months, but still it was a corporate job. And I was like, okay, I want to go back into that marketing kind of area, niche. But then when I started like going into that section a bit more and applying for jobs, I realized this is actually, marketing is so big. I mean, I knew that, but now I was like in that field and I was like, okay, there's online marketing, there is like PR, there is like advertising, there is logistics, whatnot. Like marketing is everything from actually developing an idea until that thing launches, like comes on the market. So I was thinking about, okay, I need to concentrate on one specific discipline. And because of my internships, I did all of them in marketing communications, especially PR.